your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. You witch, you witch. One thing is for sure, that stuff that you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad that you do that crazy.
Welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and we just heard Steve Lawrence with the vocal theme for Bewitched, the Elizabeth Montgomery sitcom about a witch who marries a mortal, which originally aired on ABC from 1964 to 1972. And that song was featured in Nora Ephron's 2005 big screen remake of the TV series starring Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell. And if you haven't guessed by now, today's hour is dedicated to the soundtracks of movies based on TV shows. So let's get back into the music with this first set dedicated to sketch comedy shows that got the big screen treatment, including Monty Python's Flying Circus, which had three movies starting with 1975's Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And from CBC's Kids in the Hall, which aired from 1989 to 1995, we'll hear Bruce McCullough with Happiness Pie from the 1996 soundtrack of their movie Brain Candy. We'll also hear Ween's Champagne Jam from Run Ronnie Run, starring David Cross and Bob Odenkirk, the 2002 movie based on a sketch from HBO's Mr. Show with Bob and David. But to start us all off, let's have SCTV's own Bob and Doug McKenzie explain the difference between TV and movies from their 1983 theatrical release, Strange Brew. Here are Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas.
You do this evening. Oh, good day. Oh, do our new movie theme, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Good day, I'm Bob McKenzie, this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Welcome to our movie, eh? Okay, our topic is movies. Yeah. Okay, first off, difference between movies and TV, eh? Okay, go to TV.
This is the difference between TV and movies, eh?
So?
Okay, go back to movies.
Okay, zoom out, eh?
Yeah.
And show how big the screen is, eh? Zoom
look
out.
Look how huge it is, eh?
Like, normally we just have Great White North, eh? But look, we got... What's that over there?
Okay, like England and Ireland and France, eh?
He's a genius, eh? He knows the Atlas. Okay, and over here we have...
Russia and Hawaii.
Okay, so all hosers in Russia and Hawaii and England, welcome to our movie.
How's it going,
okay,
comrades?
We made... zoom back in, eh? Okay, we made a movie, eh? So we're going to show that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beauty
this
idea.
Movie was shot in 3B. Three beers and it looks good, eh?
Hoserama. Call it Hoserama.
Okay, so we made movies, so sit back, get some corn, and let's have let's movie time.
Okay, turn it on.
Okay.
When nights are round table, we dance when we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, the footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Knights of the Round Table, our shows are for the table. So many times we're given rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're all come mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm along.
have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
From the mangy
manger
to the binnacle of success.
Binnacle.
That's the story of Monty Python's Life of Brain.
Brian.
Now, from the barnacle of Wart Brothers,
Warner Brothers,
comes the wife of Brian Albumin. Albinum.
Record.
Get it now and annoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Monty Python's Life of Brian. A record that is twice as good as anything you half liked.
I said to them, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Happiness and sunbeams and cute little puppy dogs. These are the things that I've seen with my heart. Life is a happy game if you don't forget to smile. But every now and then your face, it harbors a frown. Sadness is a barnacle clinging to your bright boat. You won't let it sink your spirits if you'll only learn to float. We are all sea captains sailing on life's rough seas. Come on, you Magellans, come with me. I've got pie, happiness pie. I guess you're wondering what's in this pie. Well, there's 2 cups love, 1.5 cups of understanding, 1 tablespoon of good old-fashioned compassion, sugar to taste, and you know what? The ovens are our hearts. Happiness pie. See the sad man in the corner. He is gross and he is old. People steal his shoes and make him eat mold. His life won't be bad if he does what he is told. He should be an alchemist and turn his pain into gold. Happy tailors, happy workers, happy farmers, happy girls, happy widowers, happy freelance artists, happy welders, happy world. Happy drinkers, happy thinkers, happy musicians, happy beauticians, happy mares, happy pears, happy call girls, happy hula boys.
Once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie. Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, down high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
Allow me to present my wife, Louie, and Grandpa, my handsome son, Eddie, and my niece, Marilyn, co-starring Terry Thomas and Hermione Gingo. We inherit a million-dollar estate and a mansion full of homicidal relatives.
See Herman Munster in his Dracula challenge some of the world's fastest cars in history's weirdest race. See the Munsters in their first full-length feature in Technicolor. Munster, go home.
See you at the movies.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Pappy
you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carbon dual exhaust with 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, the tires are fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passes by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then, the taillights was all you could see. Now, the fellas rid me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Wound it out to 110. My speedometer said I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Now the boys all thought I'd lost my sense. Them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots of lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck. I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. They had flames coming out from the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started a knocking down in the depths. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops were after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pappy to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
And that was the late, great Jim Varney from the 1993 soundtrack of the big screen adaptation of The Beverly Hillbillies, in which he starred as Jed Clampett for director Penelope Spheeris. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood's Look at TV Shows Turn Movies on UMFM. For complete set lists, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. And right before Hot Rod Lincoln, we heard two tracks based on spooky TV families, The Addams Family and The Munsters, which both hit the airways on different networks in 1964. From 1993's Addams Family Values, we heard Mark Shaiman's Love on a Tombstone, which was based on the ABC series starring John Astin and Carolyn Jones as Gomez and Morticia Addams. And before that, we heard the 1966 trailer for Munster Go Home, the first movie spinoff from The Munsters, the CBS series starring Fred Gwynne, Yvonne DiCarlo, and Al Lewis. Let's stay in the 1960s with music and trailers for shows such as The Fugitive, Mission Impossible, and Dragnet, before switching to films developed from primetime cartoons, starting with the theme from the 1966 feature-length spy caper, The Man Called Flintstone. But first up, from the 2008 remake of Get Smart that put Steve Carell in the shoes of Maxwell Smart, originally made famous by Don Adams, here's a version of the series theme, which aired from 1965 to 1970.
We'll be right back. before it became the number one movie, it was America's number one TV show.
Of a long-sought fugitive from justice.
In a special NBC event, see the first and last episodes of The Fugitive.
Man with one eye.
Did you kill Helen Gimble?
The show that inspired the movie that's sweeping the country.
It has run out of time.
The original Fugitive, NBC Wednesday.
All right, listen up. We have The Fugitive that's been on the run for 90 minutes. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in this area.
Put that gun down! I didn't kill my wife!
Harrison Ford is The Fugitive.
This is the city. It's a city of crime. My name is Friday. I carry a badge. 3:15 a.m., Thursday, January 15th. It was chilly that morning in the City of Angels. On this particular occasion, we happened to witness a pagan ritual in progress. See that, Streamek? We're just in time. We have stumbled into a major crime.
They got the girl all right. Now that's not nice. I think she is the subject of a sacrifice.
Buddy, we're putting this party on ice.
But first, you know, we really ought to read them their rights.
Read them their rights. Read them their rights.
Well, I'm here tonight to rap about your rights. Cause right now you're in trouble. Don't have to say nothing at all. Y'all got two calls and you better make them on the double.
This is the city of crime. Don't step in line. This is the city of crime. You'll better be clean or drunk as hell.
You're a dangerous mob and it is our job to bust you all for being violent. While we are here, let's state it clear.
You have the right to remain silent.
Well, excuse me, comma, Mr. Crime Stopper, what is wrong with what we're doing? We just like to dance in our goatskin pants around this ancient ruin.
Now, it's not so funny that it costs big money if you ever have to hire a lawyer.
It's my duty to inform you and my pleasure to warn you.
We'll provide one for you. Huh?
Serious crime.
And you'll probably be doing some serious time.
In case you might be worried about the friends you lose.
At least they get to see you on the evening news.
It's a new sensation.
We go down to the station.
You're gonna answer some questions.
And have some refreshments.
What is your full name? What were you doing on January 15th of this year? All we want is the truth, mister. What were you doing in the location in question? What is the purpose of your pagan organization?
Whoa, you can't say nothing on me, comma.
Well, excuse me.
I like to do things my way.
Don't get memory lost about who's the boss.
Don't forget, my name is Friday. I'm the man of the hour.
The tower of power.
I'm the arm of the law.
The very last straw.
I'm on the side of the right.
A gleaming white knight.
If you get me uptight, I am a
right inside.
I'm as strong as the army.
Nothing can harm me.
Coming down like a hammer.
Get ready for the slammer.
Chips are starting to fall. Just when the villains are winning, the trouble's beginning to brew.
The man called Flintstone. That's who.
there, there to rescue some maiden fair. A man with instincts unerring, full of the old daring do.
The man called Flintstone, that's who.
He thrives on a diet of danger, and he's no stranger to a long charm.
Chases character shady while every lady melts.
The man called Flintstone. Who else? Who else? Who else?
Yabba dabba doo! Anyway, My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hum-a-ma-low and that pitch on Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Before somebody thinks of blaming us.
And that was Mary Kay Bergman and Trey Parker with the Oscar-nominated song Blame Canada from the 1999 movie based on the Comedy Central show, which was just recently renewed for a 30th season, which means it's going to air until at least 2027. Before that, we heard one of South Park's former stars, Isaac Hayes, with the theme for Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead Do America from 1996, another groundbreaking animated comedy that originally aired on MTV from 1993 to 1997. And before that, we heard tracks inspired by The Flintstones, The Simpsons, and from the animated 1990 Jetsons movie, we heard then-teen pop sensation Tiffany with a song she performed as Judy Jetson. And thank you so much for listening to Mondo Hollywood today on UMFM. I hope you'll join me again next week for another curated hour of soundtrack music. Before we return to music for more live-action TV adaptations based on the Brady Bunch, Star Trek, and The X-Files, let's hear from a few more animated shows that were turned into films. Jay Ward had some success with The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, which aired from 1959 to 1964. Not only did it introduce the flying squirrel and talking moose, but also Mounty Dudley Do-Right, which also had its own movie spinoff in 1999 starring Brendan Fraser. We'll hear that film's trailer, as well as the Presidents of the United States of America's rendition of the George of the Jungle theme, which coincidentally also starred Fraser in 1997. And after that, we'll hear Mama Cass Elliot with Different, a song featured in the 1970 film Puffin' Stuff, based on the Sid and Marty Krofft show, which ran for one season on NBC. Thanks again for listening. From the 2000 live-action film Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, starring Jason Alexander, Rene Russo, and Robert De Niro, here is Mark Mothersbaugh's version of Frank Comstock's original theme tune of Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Trees above with
She took him to the city, took him straight downtown, but the concrete cliffs brought poor George down. So it's back to the jungle for a wedding in the green for the king and queen of the animal scene. George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that bang. Ooh, tree. George, George, George of the jungle, watch out for that tree.
From the creator of George of the Jungle, and the star of George of the Jungle, and the acclaimed director who saw George of the Jungle, comes a new kind of hero.
Do you have any idea what this could possibly mean?
Doris Day.
Dom DeLuise.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Dan Rather.
Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah! Brendan Fraser. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Is something burning?
Alfred Molina. Dudley Do-Right.
When I was smaller and people were taller, I realized that I was different. I had a power that set me apart. I'd wonder what hex I was under. What did I do to be so different? Then I discovered some others like me. Wonder no longer, together we're stronger. It's not so bad to be different.
Did it again. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Brought the sun to me.
with your smile. You did it, girl. I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me makes you what you are, and what you are is all that I want for me. And it's good to feel that way, girl. Thank you, girl, for making the morning brighter, girl, for making the nighttime nicer, girl, for making a better world for me. I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me makes you what you are, and what you are is all that I want for me. And it's good to feel that way, girl. Thank you, girl, for making the winter warmer, girl, for making the music softer, girl, for making a better world for me.
Unconsciousness, I lie.